State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Detroit built its public health department back in the 1800s when cholera was rampant. But in 2012, the city gutted that department and privatized it. Now, after its historic bankruptcy, public health is back under city management, but it is a shell of what it once was. So today, I have a profile of the man whose job it is to build it back up. Now, if you think creating a public health department basically from scratch is no big deal, think again.
It's flying the Cessna while trying to turn it into a 747 and not hit the mountain in front of you.
I spent a day with Abdul El-Sayed, Detroit's new public health director. I wanted to see what goes into rebuilding an entire division whose main purpose is to protect and improve people's health. Spoiler alert, it involves a ton of meetings.
We've got a meeting with a group called Multitude, or about a group called Multitude. We've got a quick meeting on getting some
things. El-Sayed is a Rhodes Scholar with a PhD from Oxford, a medical degree from Columbia University. With those credentials, he could have gone anywhere, done anything. But he's from Metro Detroit, so when the health director position opened up, he jumped on it. He wanted to give back to the city he calls home, even if he only has $1 million to work with.
As of last year, the city of Baltimore, for example, which is not known as a paragon of financial security, they invested about $41 per person per year as a city, whereas last year we invested on that $1 million budget $1.50.
$1.50 per person.
$1.50 per person per year, yeah.
That was last year's budget. Luckily, he says he had some state and federal money to pick up the slack, and his budget is expected to grow to $10 million in 3 years.
You mind if I take this call?
It's a city council person.
All right, on this call, can we go off record?
Sure.
Thanks.
He has me turn off my recorder. While I wait for the call to end, I can't help but notice a book on his desk. It's the only one on display. The rest are tucked away on a bookshelf. It's about the making of the musical Hamilton. There's a line in the show where Hamilton says he's like America, young, scrappy, and hungry. It occurs to me that's an apt description for El-Sayed. He's young and hungry to get to work to improve the lives of the 680,000 residents in the city.
Hey there, sir.
How are you?
How are you? Like a time.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you.
At a two-hour strategic planning meeting that afternoon, El-Sayed shares his vision for the department.
My thesis for our department is to leverage health to interrupt intergenerational poverty.
He wants to end intergenerational poverty as the head of the public health department. Sit with that for a minute. It's an enormous challenge, but El-Sayed is an optimist with a plan. It starts by improving early childhood outcomes. He and his team are working on a number of projects, everything from helping kids with asthma get real-time info on air quality to ensuring that every kid who needs glasses gets glasses.
There was a really, I think, fantastic study out of China where they ran a randomized trial of glasses for children, and they followed these children up over decades and found that the children who were given glasses to address their eyesight challenges, those kids were had something like several thousand dollars increase in earnings compared to the ones who weren't. And so we really want to tackle that challenge.
He also wants to tackle the high rate of teen pregnancies and the number of homes with lead in them. But perhaps the biggest motivating statistic for Abdul El-Sayed is the most depressing one, the city's high infant mortality rate. Babies in Detroit are twice as likely to die in their first year than other babies in Michigan.
Every Monday I review the names and stories of every baby that dies in the city, and that's deeply grounding and motivating.
On average, El-Sayed is reading about the brief lives of at least two babies every single Monday. So will he be able to bring down that high infant mortality rate during his tenure and interrupt generational poverty while he's at it? It's a tall order. But like I said, he's an optimist with a plan. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.